In New York City's Washington Heights neighborhood, an elevator operator is on a mission. Bruce Renfro spends his days taking people up and down from the street to the subway station. And over the years, he's dedicated his career to getting his passengers to talk to one another. Annie Cheney has his story.
Have a good day. Good morning.
Bruce Renfro has been an elevator man on the New York subway since he had a stroke 15 years ago and had to quit his job cleaning subway cars. On the elevator, he's seen his share of gruff and unfriendly New Yorkers, and it's taken its toll on him. At one point, he became so disheartened that he decided to take action.
Nobody would say anything, and they just look poor. I'm saying they'd be stressed out before they get to work. And then when they come back home, they're even stressed worse. So I brought in some pictures, hung them on the wall. I had one picture that just said, welcome. I had a picture of a china closet, and it had the dishes in it, and that was it. And then I bought some plants, some hanging plants. There was still something missing. Music. People talk to each other now when they get on my elevator. They just started talking about the music that I play, or where it come from, what year. They even be, oh, that's from my childhood. And then somebody else will say, yeah, I remember that. You remember that? Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then they start talking to each other.
Bruce will say just about anything to get a conversation started.
Hey, did all of y'all slept in the same bed this morning? They start laughing. No, what? Why y'all act like that? Speak! So, hey, Robert, that's Mildred over there. That's John back there. Good morning, good morning. You know, Bruce, you're some kind of character. You know, and they'll get off, and they'll start talking to each other about what I just did. And they'll come in the next morning, and they'll say, how you doing? Not to me, to whoever they met in the morning before.
Over the years, Bruce has managed to transform an entire neighborhood.
I've been riding this elevator every day, and I've been living in this neighborhood almost 55 years.
He's our best man. That's Bruce. I say it loud and clear.
It sounds strange. You don't think of an elevator being a place where you feel good.
It's rejuvenating just to walk in and see beautiful environment, pictures, plants.
Now it's the passengers who bring in pictures to hang up on the walls, photographs of their families, posters of jazz musicians. Sometimes they even supply the music.
People will come and they'll bring a CD and they say, this is what I want to hear in the morning. So I will record it and give them back the CD. And they'll tell me, no, I don't want it back, that's yours. If I know at a certain time, I know like certain times certain people come, when I see them, I just hit the button and let the CD start playing. Oh, that's my song, you know?
But Bruce Renfro's elevator has been threatened.
One day, the president of the MTA, he was coming to the station to visit and speak to the passengers. Supervision pulled down all the pictures, took out the plants, stripped the elevator. No music, no nothing. And passengers came, got on the elevator, bringing them upstairs. Somebody said, wait a minute, what happened? Bruce, what's wrong? I said, what do you mean? Where's the music? Where's the plants? I said, oh, they made me take it down because the president of MTA is here. And I don't think I'll be able to put them back. Nobody got off the elevator. They rode back downstairs, ran into another group of people coming off the train, told them what was going on. They surrounded him, told him what was going on and what they wanted. He turned around and looked to everybody and told them, put it back. Put it back now.
If you want to visit Bruce's elevator in New York, you can take the A train to 181st Street and follow the music. For NPR News, I'm Annie Cheney.